Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Pope Francis is reportedly alert this morning, according to the Vatican, after suffering two episodes of acute respiratory failure in recent days. The 88-year-old remains in hospital where he is struggling to recover from double pneumonia. Let's get more on this now. I'm joined on the line by Nick Squires, Rome correspondent with The Telegraph. So, Nick, we hear from the Vatican that Pope Francis has rested well, was stable overnight, but he has resumed the use of an oxygen mask and a ventilator to assist his breathing. So can you bring us the detail on what's been released this morning?
Yeah, so the very latest we've just had is that the Pope is now off mechanical ventilation, but that he is receiving supplemental flows of oxygen via nasal tubes. As you say, two episodes yesterday of what the Vatican calls acute respiratory failure, a big buildup of mucus in his lungs, which sounds really nasty, and that had to be aspirated, that had to be sort of extracted for him. So clearly a setback, I think, for Pope Francis. As you say, he's 88 years old. Not only is there his age, there's also the fact that as a young man, he had part of one lung removed. And I was just reading some opinion this morning from an Italian medical expert, a professor up in Milan, saying that the fact that he was not able to cough up the mucus by himself suggests that he's in a very fragile state.
Mm-hmm. And this is the third serious downturn in the time he's been in hospital, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah, that's right. The third really serious crisis, I would say, in his clinical condition. And of course, this is now the longest hospitalization of his papacy. He's been in hospital, the Gemelli Hospital in Rome, for well over 2 weeks now.
And we have seen people gathering as well in St. Peter's Square. They're praying for him. They're paying tribute to him. And that continues. People still flock to St. Peter's Square all day and into the night.
They do, and actually every evening there's a set piece event involving all the cardinals who are present or resident in Rome, and they say the rosary every evening. They hold a sort of prayer vigil, so that's brought people in as well. But of course, you know, as people will know, this is the jubilee, the special year of holy events for the Vatican. So lots of pilgrims are in town anyway, and lots of those people thinking about the Pope at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Nick Squires, for joining us.